The Outdoorsman Radio Show is brought to you by Ellis Outdoors, LLC. This is Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Time now for the Outdoorsman Radio Show with your host, Alan Ellis.
Hey, good morning again, everybody. Alan Ellis here with Robin Ellis, and we are the Outdoorsman Radio Show. We talk about fishing and hunting in the great outdoors and crabbing, too, I guess. So I talked to Joe Spurrier the other night. Joe owns Chesapeake Landing restaurant and Bay 100 Seafood, and they also own Good Times Crab House over here on Liberty Road. And Joe said, we need some warm weather. People don't like to eat crabs in the cold weather. And I said, well, you're right. You're absolutely right. So, you know, we'll have them back here as a, we'll have them back here shortly.
One of our favorite places to eat.
Oh, Chesapeake Land. We ate there the other night.
Mm-hmm. And our first date.
And we ate there on our first date. Yep. I think that was the start of the gout. I ate too many shrimp. Shrimp tend to give me gout. I used to eat a lot of shrimp salad sandwiches and things like that. Gave me the gout.
Coffee adds to gout.
Nah, not really.
I just looked it up.
No, it doesn't.
Okay.
Coffee's good for you. Maybe not two pots a day, but coffee's good for you. It's a diuretic. You can become dehydrated drinking coffee.
I know.
It has a little acid in it. Why don't we get some callers in here? 410-WCBM-680. I know what we'll do. We won't give away anything. We'll have people sign up for nothing and see how many callers we get. 410-WCBM-680. What do you think? I'd like to see how many listeners we actually have out there. If we weren't giving away anything and you didn't have to sign up for anything, give your phone number or anything, all you had to do was call in and give your name. Why not?
Giving away air.
Actually.
Hot air.
Actually, who? Billy Crystal. Was a radio executive in City Slickers. Do you remember the little thing he did about what he did for a living? He sold air in 60-second increments.
Exactly.
Kind of like what we try to do here a little bit, you know.
So yeah, when people call in, we're giving them air.
Well, we're giving them air. Yeah, we are giving them access to the world.
There you go. And literally, the access to the world.
Access to the world. Because you'd like to have your voice heard in, around the world in New Zealand.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, Costa Rica.
There you go.
Mm-mm.
Yeah.
Another,
Ecuador.
Ecuador.
We know we're being listened to in Ecuador right now.
How did you find this out?
She came to our benefit.
Oh,
it was great.
Yep, she sure did. And her mother's there.
Uh-huh.
Tell me your name, Robin, quickly.
Julie Brown.
You're right.
Well.
I think, is it Julie Brown?
Joy.
I know her. I've known her for years. Very adept with a handgun, I will tell you that. But they moved, they had a farm in Anne Arundel County. They moved all the way down to Ecuador. Jill Brown.
Jill
Brown, yes.
Sorry.
That's all right. I knew I had her in their records here somewhere. But, yeah, they moved to Ecuador. It was great. But New Zealand, Ecuador, so literally, if you call in, you get your name and your opinions broadcast around the world. And we know John's listening in North Carolina. We know John is listening in Alabama.
We've got somebody out in Colorado, West, that...
I can't remember who's out in Colorado. We got somebody in Ohio. So, I mean, we know, you know. Yep. I agree with you, John. Let's see. John in Queenstown, good morning. How are you?
Good morning.
What's going on?
Hey, you're giving away just what I need.
Go for it. What is it?
Nothing.
I'm giving nothing.
I don't have room for anything, so you're giving away nothing. So I'm calling in to get that. Just what I need.
All right.
I love it.
John, you're on the list. Thank you very much. I hope you win.
Alrighty. How's the perch fishing going?
Pretty good from what we hear, if you can get a decent day where the wind's not blowing like crazy, you know, but, yeah.
He informed me he's going without me next week.
Yeah, I can't, though. I got the big deer meeting, a 15-year deer party.
Ha-ha.
So, well, I was going to go Wednesday and see what was going on out there, but no, we're hearing good reports on the perch all over, so.
I would think with your new abode over there and you're driving past a couple good hot spots, you'd at least be tempted to stop.
I'm always tempted to stop. So, yes, indeed.
All right.
All right, buddy. Thanks for the call, John. See you, buddy. Bye-bye. Mike in coastal Georgia. How are you, Mike?
Oh, pretty good.
Good. How's the fishing down your way?
I just want to tell you the fishing is great.
Yeah.
They went out yesterday and they got on... whiting, they were catching whiting.
Oh, yeah.
Quite a bit of it.
Okay.
And,
now, are you talking about bottom fishing or are you talking surf fishing?
Surf fishing.
So, up here in the north.
No, this was in the rivers.
Oh, in the rivers. Okay, whiting.
It was too rough to go up coastal, but.
Whiting, okay. I think we call those kingfish up here.
I know, that's the thing that I was, got confused about one because I used to live in Maryland. I'm a long time listener with you.
Yeah.
And it was different down here. They
call
different fishes. I mean, what we call what is it, muskies or something?
Yeah.
They call them specks down here.
Oh, you mean crappies?
Yeah, crappies.
That's they call them specks. You're right.
It took a little while to figure it out.
Oh, yeah.
A bluegill up there, they call brim.
Brim. Mm-hmm. Different animals have well, we used to catch big white crappies in lakes down in southern Jersey when I was a kid, fished down there, and they called those calico bass.
Oh, really?
Rather than a crappie or crappie, yeah. Yep, calico bass. So different thing, different. Animals have different names, different places. So that's pretty cool.
It just takes a while to figure it out, though.
Yeah. Now, do you go offshore, Mike, yourself?
No, I go with a buddy of mine, my neighbor right here. He goes offshore. But it depends on the waves, you know.
Yeah, sure. I think Georgia's pretty...
You've got to monitor that every day.
Yeah, Georgia is known for some good cobia fishing, I believe.
Yes, it is.
Yep, so... All right, brother. Well, appreciate the call from Georgia, and I'll put your name in the hat. You might win.
All righty. Thank you.
All right, buddy. Thanks. Right, bye-bye. How about that? Georgia. And then we got, well, we mentioned, now we have a new one to add to the list. Georgia, New Zealand,
mm-hmm.
Ecuador, North Carolina, Ohio, Alabama. So it's all good. Excuse me. We're getting some emails in here too. John B. bought his grandkids tricycles for Easter. I thought that was pretty cool. And then Russ updated his press release, so we'll give a couple tickets away to that event. Steve Chapman, author, singer, sportsman. Steve Chapman. Google him. So, all right. Well, we got a couple calls. Keep them coming. You don't win anything. You don't have to. Sign up for anything. You don't have to put your phone number down or anything. All you got to do is call in, and you may win access to the world on the Outdoorsman Radio Show via podcast or live broadcast. Your voice will be heard in Georgia, in Ecuador, in New Zealand, via the miracles of the worldwide interweb. Hey, it's time for the first annual Capital Outdoor Sportsman event, Saturday, April 21st and Sunday, April 22nd, and that's at the Anne Arundel County Fairgrounds in Crownsville. It's a family-friendly event with everything for outdoor sportsmen and women. It's got an interactive kids display, which is pretty cool. It's got the Doc Dogs jumping. It's got the Lumberjack Show sawing and chopping and the canine demonstrations, they're retrieving and doing all that stuff that they do. It's just $10 per day. Runs from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. every day, Saturday and Sunday. $10 for adults. Kids under 12 are free with a paid adult. And thank you to the sponsors, Leo's Vacation Center, the Maryland Association of Campgrounds. They are going to be having a demo area for the ATVs, RV and Camping World with the two sponsors. There'll be a demo area for archery and even an antique tractor pull on Saturday with a $5 admission. Wonder how far they can pull an antique tractor. Wonder if it's started, if it's in reverse, or if they're just dragging it. I don't know. An antique tractor pull.
They have them on the Eastern Shore all the time.
I know. At the Thrusherman's Farmers and Thrusherman's event down there. Yep. That's pretty cool. I like tractor pulls. We used to have some guys up in Pennsylvania, up in Somerset County, that built their own in the unlimited class. They were some beastly looking things. They'd jump up in the air and fire would fly out of the stacks. I mean, it was just crazy, you know. It's all about dragging a weight that doesn't want to be drugged. One of my favorites, actually, though, was the horse pull, horse and donkey pull, horse and mule pull, whatever it was. They used teams of horses or teams of mules to drag logs. And, you know, however far the team could drag the log, that was pretty cool. And then they'd add logs for the next round. And, you know, things they did for entertainment back in the day. Well, Ned, how far do you think you can pull that there log? Clem, I don't know, but I'll bet you my team could pull that log 40 yards. I don't think so. Well, let's just hook them up dry. Hey, everybody. We're going to get our team of horses out here and try and pull that big log, and whoever pulls it the furthest is going to win a brand new calf. Did I tell you that Bay Country Bakery has started their spring campaign on the Outdoorsman radio show? I think I probably did. I'll tell you more if I could ever find what I wrote up about it. There it is right there. Bay Country Bakery, Cambridge. Now, look, if you're on the Eastern Shore, you're headed down 50 going to Ocean City, you deserve a nice little break. And we recommend that you stop in Cambridge. Their address is right there at 2951 Coastal Highway, just through Cambridge on Route 50 on the right, headed down. But they serve a great breakfast from 7-11 a.m. Monday through Friday and all day Saturday. But they have some of the most delicious, fresh-baked, handmade donuts, pastries, cookies, and breads on the Eastern Shore. I love their bread. Love their donuts, even though I shouldn't have any. But I don't stop the fast food or the chain store drive-through when I'm on Route 50 headed to the marsh or I'm going fishing. My mouth and belly can't wait to stop at Bay Country Bakery for a donut or two and a fresh cup of coffee. I just look for the big donut on the side of the bakery. It's a big chocolate-covered donut with sprinkles on a pink-sided building. And from 11 to 2, you can grab a tasty lunch. Dave and Gina Levy, your host, are trained chefs, and they strive to bring you the best, and they do. Bay Country Bakery, located at 2951 Coastal Highway on 50, just through Cambridge. Think Big Donut on the side of the building. Visit their website or like their Facebook page, Bay Country Bakery. Be sure to stop by and say hello. Maybe you'll even see Robin and I there.
This is Alan Ellis for Bay Linex of Glen Burnie and Catonsville Linex spray-on bedliners. Linex spray-on bedliners are rated number one and carry a nationwide lifetime warranty. A Linex spray-on bedliner completely seals out water, meaning no rust in your bed. Your tools, your tackle, crabbing, and hunting gear can't hurt it. Choose the Linex Premium or the Linex Extra. Both look great. Bay Linex and Catonsville Linex now offer truck gear, the toughest accessories for your truck. Step bars, tonneau covers, floor liners, grill guards, you get it. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie and Catonsville Linex provide the best protection for your truck. Protect your investment, your pickup truck, like I did with a Linex bedliner and truck gear accessories. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie, located at 201 Wholesome Way in Glen Burnie. 410-789-0199. 410-789-0199. Catonsville Line-X, new location, 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill, just off Security Boulevard across from Coons Ford, 410-455-0800, 410-455-0800, Line-X.
Hey, you know, Clyde Sport Shop has everything you could need, want, or imagine for fishing and crabbing right here in Baltimore. Right off the Beltway Exit 9 at 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road, just out there in Lansdowne. That's for sure. They even tell you where to fish with their 24-hour fishing hotline. It's 24/7, 365, but that's not the number. The number is 247-FISH. Pretty easy to remember, 24/7-FISH. And you know what? With rockfish season right around the corner, you get in there and take a look at all those trolling baits. And if you got your... If you didn't get line on your reel for the last couple of years, well, it's time. So take that down and get some reel line on there, too. Sale's over, but you know what? They're still very reasonably priced. If you need a rod tip or you need a guide replaced, you need your reel cleaned up, they do all that service work as well. Clyde Sports Shop has all the terminal tackle, every type of live and frozen bait for every type of fish in Maryland. Al at 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne. Clyde Sports Shop. Been around 61 years. Phone number, 410-242-6108. Go see him. Nothing is more frustrating than a dead battery. When your truck won't start or your boat or ATV leaves you stranded far from home, that's not good. The solution is Battery Warehouse. Not only does Battery Warehouse provide batteries for your car or truck, you can find marine batteries for cranking or trolling, ATV batteries, tractor batteries, motorcycle batteries, and batteries for all outdoors equipment. Did you know Battery Warehouse has batteries for wild game feeders, dog collars, cell phones, predator calls, and trail cameras? How about your video camera? Or if you tow your boat or trailer, your trailer brake control battery? Any battery you need. With 10 locations in Central Maryland, there's a Battery Warehouse convenient to you. Bel Air, Frederick, Cockeysville, Glen Burnie, Dundalk, Hagerstown, Westminster, Eldersburg, Parkville, and Woodlawn. Visit BatteryWarehouseMaryland.com online for the phone numbers and more information. When you need a hot flash, get to the Battery Warehouse near you.
W&W Tire and Auto Service in Finksburg has taken care of my trucks for over 25 years. Anything from a simple oil change to extensive engine work, brakes, tune-ups, everything, their motto is, we do it. Bridgestone and Firestone tires for pickups, SUVs, and commercial vehicles. Large trucks, motorhomes, even diesel engines are no problem. W&W Tire and Auto Service on Route 140, 3233 Baltimore Boulevard in Finksburg. Look for the big American flag. Call for an appointment, 410-833-8410. W&W Tire and Auto.
Radio 680 WCBM.
Hey, a little Jerry Reed for Brand.
Here comes Amos. Amos Moses was a Cajun. He lived by himself in the swamp. The only alligator for living. It just knocked him in the head with a stump. The Louisiana law gon' get you, Amos. It ain't legal hunting alligator down in the swamp, boy. Now everybody blamed his old man for making him mean as a snake. When Amos Moses was a boy, his daddy would use him for alligator bait. Tie a rope around his waist and throw him in the swamp.
Wow.
Alligator bait in the Louisiana bayou.
All right, let's talk to Lincoln on Kent Island. Good morning, Lincoln. How are you, sir?
Yeah, pretty good. How you doing this morning?
I'm well. What's up?
That's great. You're talking about tractors. You're talking about doing anti-tractors that play the fire and all this.
That's right.
It reminded me of Oliver Douglas with his Hoyt Clagwell tractor on Green Acres.
Exactly.
Every time he turned it,
exactly. Yep.
It blew the flames out and
yep.
The wheels would fall off.
Yeah, that's
hilarious. But
Robin has something to say about Green Acres.
That's what we used to say about each other. Because my daughter said, "I hate the Mom, you hate the outdoors. What's
you don't like cold.
Well,
you don't like bugs.
You don't like bugs. What's going to happen?" I said, "Well, look what a happy marriage they had in Green Acres." And well, she'd never heard of it, but I said, "That's Alan and I." So
they all in the end, you know, they would always kiss and
make up.
Yep.
So.
Every time.
All right, buddy.
You guys went down here on Kent Island in the summertime. There'll be a group of them. I guess they're illegals because none of them speak English. There'll be like 15 or 20 of them he'll come down where the jetty, the public pier is down by the jetty at nighttime around midnight.
Yep.
And they throw in those nets. I forget what they call them, but you throw them out, then you reel them in.
Yep.
And they'll be full of fish, all kinds of fish.
Yep.
And then they have the lawn bags, and then they just throw them in the lawn bags, and they'll do it three or four times, fill up these bags full of fish, and then they go out of there.
Are you talking Mattapique, or are you talking down under the Kentonera's Bridge?
Down, well, not only under Kentonera's Bridge, but where the Jetty restaurant is.
Oh, yeah, yeah, okay, I know where that is.
There's a public pier back there.
Right.
They go down there. Usually after sometime after 10 o'clock, because we go down there late at night and go fishing, me and my buddy.
Yep.
You know, we can't say anything because we're outnumbered, you know. But by the time, you know, I mean, they're in there, they're in and out within minutes, so they fill up his trash bags full of, who knows what kind of fish. Men eating, I think a lot of them are. But, I mean, they'll eat anything. It don't matter to them, spot, they don't care.
I hear you. All right, buddy. Well, appreciate the tip. Thanks.
Yep.
Thanks, Lincoln. Bye-bye. There he goes. Well, there's another hot spot. So, what can I say? I don't know what to say. Other than if you give us a call, 410-WCBM-680, 410-922-6680, 800-922-6680, if you have a landline and you're calling from Maryland, we'll be more than glad to talk to you. Now, if you're living in Ecuador, it might cost you a little bit to call in. The 800 number doesn't work for Ecuador. I don't think the 800 number even works for New Zealand. However, it does work if you're in Maryland. So, nice to hear from Georgia this morning. Like I said, we got listeners in Alabama and Ohio and North Carolina, and you know, we just love to reach out to our listeners, and we hope we're entertaining enough that they stay tuned and listen enough about, you know, what's going on here in the Chesapeake Bay. I honestly haven't heard anything about the crabs, and that's a little unusual. So maybe we'll be reaching out this week and see what they have to say about the midwinter survey, if there was one. Maybe you could Google that, Robin. Maryland Midwinter Crab Survey 2018. I don't think it's been out on the press releases. I mean, I can go there. I've got all the press releases, but I did mention this week is coming up is the it's called a stakeholder meeting for people to develop the Deer Plan stakeholders meeting, 1 o'clock at Calvary United Methodist Church. Now this is for stakeholders only, and the idea is that we'll be talking about the deer management plan for the next 15 years. And I find it very interesting that some of the people who are invited should show up, but likely won't. And some of the people that do show up don't have a damn thing to do with deer management. So, go figure. But they're all considered stakeholders. They're all considered stakeholders. So there's how many people on this list?
Nope, just 2017.
Yeah, that's what I thought, and we've already reported on that. It looks like 50-some people. Yep, 50-some people. So everybody has input a little bit. So is Pete ready to go there? Hey, Pete, how are you?
Hey, good morning, Al. Good morning, Robin. I'm in the car with my buddy Ed. We're headed up to Westminster to fish the ponds a little bit.
Oh, how'd you make out at Tawny Town?
It was wonderfully cold. It was about 5 inches of snow.
Yeah.
The fish were yet to wake up.
Uh-huh.
Nobody was catching anything.
I got it.
Ice on the tips, but you know, it was a fun time to be out there. We were there at Severn Run when it opened last week.
Oh yeah, how'd that work out?
That was pretty good. Yeah, I got there about 4:45 and stood there for 45 minutes in my spot.
Right.
My buddy Ed, he didn't go off of Burns Crossing. He wound up going down to Dykus Mill and
right.
picked five of them.
Nice. Nice. Yeah. So, but Pete, I'll give you one. You're just getting back into fishing, right?
Yes.
Okay. One thing we don't do is give away our spots. Just saying.
But see, here's my perspective as a newbie.
Uh-huh.
I'm listening to everybody, and everybody's telling me their spot, so.
Right. Oh, so you're going to share your buddy's spot with the rest of the world. I'm sure Ed's happy to hear that. Just messing with
him. He's smiling. I'll tell you one thing. It was where he was, it was shoulder to shoulder.
Yeah.
Oh, that's neat.
So. Yeah. Sounds like the opening day I used to go on as a kid up in Pennsylvania with my dad, shoulder to shoulder, you know?
Yeah, it was fun. One guy was fishing with a trout magnet. Everybody else was power baiting. He pulled five out in probably less than a half hour, and he had to stop.
Nice, nice.
The trout magnet. But we're going to do the Carroll County Farm Pond. They just stocked that.
Yeah, see how that works out. I think we talked about that before. We were in a trout stream one day up in Pennsylvania, up in the mountains, and there's a pile of guys there, and some guy comes wading right down the middle of the creek in his hip boots, I mean his chest waders, and he's looking up on the bank, and he says to this one guy, "You catching anything?" And the guy goes, "I can't." The guy goes, "Why not?" He goes, "You're standing on my bait."
Well, I figured he walked down the middle and chased everything.
That's exactly right. Exactly right. Oh, my gosh. It was a free-for-all.
Kind of like chumming, I guess.
Yeah, kind
of. Run them off. Yeah. And it seemed like that pond's very shallow around the edges up there at the farm.
You kind of got to get out in the middle a little bit. Yep, you sure do. So.
Yeah.
Yeah, watch out for the giant crayfish. They're about 6 inches long up there, too.
What do you know about Lake Waterford?
Not a lot, but didn't they drain it a couple years ago? I don't know that they've restocked it or not. I'll tell you what, keep listening. We'll put the question out there. What's going on with Lake Waterford, folks? Is there any fish in there?
They don't hold a DNR, and they assume why they condemned it.
Is that what happened? They condemned it?
Yep. It polluted. But we got a million fish in there swimming around.
Is that right?
They won't put trout in.
Yeah. Yeah, it could be something that has to do with the water quality or something. So, yeah, they want to be pretty safe these days with water quality and things like that. They want the fish to be able to survive. But this cold weather, they'll survive for a while. So
the other fish are
at least till Ed gets there. At least till Ed gets there.
Yeah, he kills them.
Yep.
He kills them. He can throw out an empty hook and catch something, this guy.
Well, you've got a good mentor there, Pete.
I do. He's a good guy.
Yep.
We have fun together.
Yep.
It's all matters. So.
Yeah, he'll be 100 next year.
You guys.
Darwin, have you holding your mouth.
All right, listen. you guys have a great time. I expect a report from the Carroll County Farm Pond this week, okay? This coming week.
Hey, sounds good. See you.
All right, guys. Thank you, guys.
Have a great one.
See ya. Thank you. Yeah. Bye-bye. Mr. John in North Carolina, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm well. Did you call to enter the free air contest?
That's exactly why I called.
Wonderful. Glad to have you aboard.
Yeah, still using oxygen. Nothing new down here. Today is opening day of trout season and youth turkey.
Well, our youth turkey season's next Saturday.
Our regular season next Saturday, and then mm-hmm. for about a month. I've seen some strutting across the street. Of course, they'll disappear next week.
Oh, yeah.
And out on the hunt right close to my house anyway.
Right.
It doesn't matter. I'm just watching them, batting the deer.
Laura sent me a picture of a turkey strutting downtown Frederick, Maryland.
Really?
The other day. Yep, sure did.
Well, I guess you'd have to use real small shot to be safe.
I don't know about that one.
I
think I wouldn't hunt in town in Frederick. Wouldn't do it.
Anyway, I heard Mark called earlier.
He did.
You know, he always enjoys your get together.
You ought to come up some year.
Well, I tell you what, I was up for the loss of my mom passed away.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear. That's what he said. Someone passed
away.
Yeah.
And it's a drive.
Oh, I know. Yeah.
I tell you what, Maryland looks, no offense, but Maryland looks great in the rearview mirror.
I hear you. Hey, look, we went to, where'd we go on my birthday that year? Where'd we go? Down in South Carolina?
Myrtle Beach.
You talk about a haul, brother.
Oh, I'm sure.
Oh, my gosh. It's like driving to Canada.
It's an all-day proposition.
Yeah, I think it was 11 hours to Myrtle Beach.
Yeah. So. Now, one of the big reasons, you know, I moved here, a lot out of politics. I was able to afford to, and a lot of it was gun rights. Yeah, yep. Right now I'm wearing a 9mm. I wear it all the time, carry it all the time.
Yep.
There are as many guns as I want in my vehicle as I want. It's all legal.
Yep, exactly.
The sheriff's department doesn't care.
They
don't get alarmed. We just do it different down here.
Yes, you do. It sounds like a wonderful place to live.
Well,
we're still here in the free state.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, there's nothing free there. Anyway.
Aren't we the free state?
You guys have everything going forward except politics.
That's what Robin hates about it. And
that's what's...
I'm giving a talk today to the Mason-Dixon Outdoor Writers.
Oh, it's about politics again, too, isn't it?
Not necessarily. We're going to talk about the craft, but we're, you know, the radio show and the magazine and all that and some other stuff. But I'm going to give them my resume, which you don't like. But I'm going to
go sit by the fire pit.
I'm going to hand out a page and a half, front and back, plus another page, half page, on how a bill becomes law in the General Assembly of Maryland. If you've got an hour and you want to, you know, if you want blood to come out of your eyes when you're done, go on the Maryland Hunting Coalition website and click on how a bill becomes law. And it runs you through the entire process of the committee, the subcommittee, the first reader, the second reader, the third reader, and everything else that has to do with it. And then at the end, of course, it helps with a strategy for the local folks who want to change the law in their jurisdiction on what you have to do to bring change to your jurisdiction. And not everything happens on a statewide basis. For example, John, this year, Sunday hunting was brought to the forefront, not by the coalition, but by outsiders. And, you know, we got involved with it because we had to. It was brought in here without, you know, advice and consent of Maryland's hunting community and tried to make it through the gauntlet without our help, and it wasn't gonna. And we were just surprised to see that type of legislation come up in an election year. And ultimately, it will fail. It hasn't moved out of committee yet, and we've got three more days of the General Assembly. Monday night at midnight is sine die, and it hasn't moved and probably won't move. But, you know, it's a difficult process. 3,000 bills are introduced here every year, and the goal is of each one of them is to try and amend or change a law that's already on the books. And it's a difficult process to do that, as our founding fathers had it to be, you know. So it's a good thing that politics is what it is. However, here in Maryland, it's a tough game. It's a really tough game, John.
Well, you know, decades ago I was involved in politics on a volunteer level.
Yep.
And I would encourage most people to do it. It's a real eye-opener.
It is an eye-opener, no question about it. And, you know, I used to get a little bit excited about going down and testifying on a bill or something like that, or be excited about a campaign and that type of thing. And I still enjoy that to some degree, but there are some battles that you know you're just... You know, you're just spinning your wheels. And there are other battles that you think you can win, and you're disappointed, and there are other battles that you actually pull out a victory, and it's pretty cool when that happens. So,
yeah.
You know, but we've got this, what is it called, a red alert law coming up now. I think we're probably going to pass that to be able to see somebody's guns before they've been, charged with a crime. Have you seen that on the horizon?
I read
yeah.
on the internet about things like that nationally. And
yeah, well, this is Maryland. You know, it's called an extreme risk protection order bill.
You can call it a red alert because there's going to be a lot of red. Somebody's going to break into the wrong house or attack the wrong guy.
Yeah, you never know, buddy. You never know. Yep. It's the so-called Extreme Risk Protection Orders Bill, House Bill 1302.
Well, until we can read what's in somebody's heart, you got to lock up the pressure cookers, the trucks, and the cars.
Baseball bats, hammers,
yeah.
knives.
Everything's a weapon. It's what's in their heart.
Exactly right. Automobiles, you name it. So.
Yep.
All right, brother. Well, on that encouraging and lovely note,
well, thank you for the free air.
You have won your portion of the free air for the day, and your name is now out there in perpetuity on the worldwide interweb.
There we go. I'll listen to you.
Have a good one, John.
Thanks, John.
Okay.
See you, buddy.
Bye bye.
How about that? 410 WCBM 680. We are having a contest for free air.
Okay.
That's what you win. Worldwide recognition on this radio show simply by calling 410-WCBM 680. We've had callers from all over Maryland, Georgia, North Carolina. We'll see what happens. We really will. Hey, I know what I'm going to do. I'm going to talk about Bay Country Crabbing Supply. Crab season just opened, so we'll talk about Bay Country Crabbing Supply in Edgewater. Everything you need for recreational and commercial crabbing, and even bay fishing tackle. Great selection of bay fishing tackle. I mean, you need to see it. Bay Country Crabbing Supply, located 214 Mayo Road in Edgewater. Stackable traps, commercial pots, rigged trot lines, trot line parts, live boxes, nets, rope buoys, stainless steel steamers, and much, much more. Full line of bay fishing tackle and gear, no question. See Bay Country Crabbing Supply for their open house next Saturday, 9 to 5, April 14th. It's the open house at Bay Country Crabbing Supply. For more information, give them a call at 410-956-0300, or go to the website baycountrycrabbingsupply.com, baycountrycrabbingsupply.com. And attention, watermen, all you got to do is take in your license. Get a nice little discount from Bay Country Crabbing Supply. That phone number, once again, 410-956-0300. Harford Security in Reisterstown. Tom has been texting me this morning. Harford Security in Reisterstown. I'm going to tell you right up front, if you call them, you're going to get a 15% discount. I'm not waiting to the end to tell folks that. What do you think, Robin?
I think that's a smart move.
I think that's a very smart move. 15% off your bill if you call Harford Security in Reisterstown. We're talking about home security here or your business. What we're really talking about is peace of mind, protecting your home, our valuables, our home and valuables and our businesses from the bad guys that want our stuff, our guns, our electronics, our jewelry, our products, and our valuables. When you're not home, all that needs protection. When you're not in your business, that needs protection as well. Harford Security provides full-feature wired and wireless alarm systems, video surveillance systems you can view on your phone, door access controls, and much more. Of course, Harford Security serves both residential homes and commercial businesses. And here's the real deal. If you want your system monitored, Harford Security will do that, can do that. It's optional with your installation. It's low cost. And the beautiful part of this is there's no contract for the monitoring. So you call them up on Wednesday and say, stop it. You know, they'll stop. So Harford Security offers free estimates. For your peace of mind, call 410-515-0761 or visit harfordsecurity.com. That's 410-515-0761. Did I mention the 15% discount? If you mention the Outdoorsman Radio Show, that's right. Harford Security, serving Maryland for over 25 years.
WCBM. Baltimore.
It is going to be cold during this weekend and also to the early portion of next week as well. Some light rain can't be ruled out. It's going to be out early. Otherwise, cloudy and breezy with the high today. Only around 47. That's about 15 degrees below average. Then there will be some breaks in the clouds overnight and the low will drop down to 31. A dry and breezy into the weekend on Sunday with some sunshine into the afternoon at a high only around 50 degrees. It will be colder on Monday with some clouds and a high temperature only hitting the mid-40s. I'm Jeff Maher from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCB.
Alan Ellis here for Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex of Glen Burnie Spray-On Bedliners. Linex Spray-On Bedliners rated number one, carrying nationwide lifetime warranty. Linex Spray-On Bedliner completely seals out water, meaning no rust in your bed. Your tools, your tackle, your crabbing and hunting gear can't hurt your truck bed. Choose the Linex Premium Bedliner or the Linex Extra. Both look great. And Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex now offer truck gear, the toughest accessories for your truck. Step bars, tonneau covers, floor liners, grill guards. You get it. Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex of Glen Burnie provide the best protection for your truck. Protect your investment, your pickup truck, like I did with a Linex Spray-On Bedliner, truck gear, and accessories. Catonsville Linex, new location, 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill, just off Security Boulevard across from Coons Ford. 410-455-0800. That's 410-455-0800. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie, located at 201 Wholesome Way in Glen Burnie. Call 410-789-0199. That's 410-789-0199. Linex.
Hey, if you get down to the Anne Arundel County Fairgrounds on the weekend of April 21st and 22nd, that's down in Crownsville, by the way, you'll run right into the Capital Outdoor Sportsman event, a family-friendly event with everything for outdoor sportsmen and women. If you want to go inside, I'm guessing they're going to charge you $10 for adults, 13 and up. Kids under 12 are free with the paid adult, of course. Hours are 10 to 6 both days. You can get a two-day wristband for $15 if you want to go back. Hours are 10 to 6 every day, Saturday and Sunday. Now, the entertainment includes this kids area, which is interactive, which is pretty cool. Dock dogs, you know, they jump off the deck into the pool water. Lumberjack show, where they chop and saw stuff. Canine demos, where you send a dog out to retrieve things, and that's pretty cool, too. The sponsors are Leo's Vacation Center and Maryland Association of Campgrounds, and they're the ones that will provide the RV and camping world. And demo areas for the ATVs, and there's also a demonstration area for archery and an antique tractor pool.
Antique
tractor pool.
It's on a new
Saturday.
Word.
Yep, antique. Mm-hmm. Anyway, that's older than antique. An antique tractor pool on Saturday. $5 is the admission price on that. And don't forget the Capital Outdoor Sportsman event, 21st, 22nd, Saturday and Sunday, the Anne Arundel County Fairgrounds.
If you're a working man and your truck breaks down, you only need to know one repair shop, W&W Tire and Auto Service in Finksburg. They built their reputation on getting you in, fixed, and out the door quickly, efficiently, and at a very competitive price. Bridgestone and Firestone tires for pickups, SUVs, and commercial vehicles, large trucks, motorhomes, even diesel engines are no problem. W&W Tire and Auto Service on Route 140, 3233 Baltimore Boulevard in Finksburg. Just look for that big American flag. Call for an appointment, 410-833-8410, W&W Tire and Auto.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Run out, take down your fishing pole and meet me at the fishing hole. We may not get a bite all
oh,
day,
like,
but don't you rush away. What a great place to rest your bones. They're mighty fine for skipping stones. You feel fresh as a woman may, sitting in the shade. Whether it's hot, whether it's cool.
Oh, Andy, come out in favor of Obamacare. So he walks the plank.
I remember that every time I pay our health care premium.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because that's enough to make
I know you watch Matlock.
I like Matlock, but after you told me that, I choke every April or every first of the month.
Yeah, I know. You know, did you ever see No Time for Sergeants?
Yes.
That's a pretty dang funny movie.
Very funny.
All right. That's Darryl Worley, right? All right. Make him go away. We need to talk to Tom. Thank you. Hey, Tom, how are you doing in Baltimore today?
I'm good, brother. How are you?
So nice. Robin. Hi. Good morning.
Living the life.
Yeah, well, since you brought up how laws are made in Maryland, I don't know if you heard, but we're all safer this morning because Maryland passed the bump stock ban that was used in exactly one shooting.
Oh, thank God.
Yep.
I still don't even know what a bump stock is.
Nobody knew what a bump stock was until me. You couldn't get done talking about it.
That's right. That's right. Well,
we're all safe now, so it's all good.
Yeah. Well, there's some pretty interesting comments going on around there about this, the guns and the kids and all this stuff. And who's that guy that comes to mind? Oh, yes, Caitlyn Jenner. Yes.
Huh. Wow.
Yes. Yeah, if Bruce Jenner can keep his gun and be considered a female, I'll just keep mine and be considered unarmed. How's that sound?
There you go. My undocumented weapons. Have a good one, guys.
See you, Tom.
See you, Tom.
Bye. What are you doing in there, buddy? Huh? I thought it was one of those things that the kids now have.
A fidget?
A fidget thing, yeah.
No, I'm just getting ready to head on out.
Head on out?
He wants to go to bed.
Yeah, big time.
Hey, brother.
Yeah?
Somebody stabs you with a knife in your middle toe about every 30 seconds, you don't get much sleep either.
Well, you know, you've got to just dispatch your toes. Just be done with it.
You got a knife?
I do.
There you go.
It would have been a lot easier listening to you moan last night.
I'll tell you what, that was hurtful. If you're just joining us, had a little attack of gout last night. And what is this knife here I picked up? Oh, it's a steel knife. Steel, as in steel chainsaws?
I know what it is.
Pretty nice knife. It sharpens up nice.
It's not very sharp right now.
I sharpened it the other day.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
So I tried to cut something the other day. It did not work.
After you cut cardboard and plastic and stuff that knives aren't made to cut.
How are you supposed to cut it?
With not my knife. Not my pocket knife, but you know what? It was there, so you've got cheap knives at the house you can cut this stuff with.
Cheap knives won't cut it.
Well, then quit complaining about mine because you dulled it.
Get a better
knife. It's a good knife. It's a steel knife. They make good stuff.
I know.
And it's not sharp?
Not after you cut cardboard boxes and plastic wrap and.
But how are you supposed to get that stuff open if you don't cut it?
Use a box cutter.
See?
We don't have a box cutter. It's probably
get
with
one.
The stapler.
They're like less than a dollar.
It's probably with your staplers.
Or use a pair of scissors.
See?
I mean, at least you get the packaging open.
See?
But for
See?
Cardboard, get a box cutter.
See?
Basically, all it is a one-inch razor blade.
I know what a box cutter is.
Okay. For like a dollar.
We do have enough cardboard in our house.
Let's talk to Jamie in Catonsville. Good morning, Jamie. How are you, brother? What's going on?
Morning. Thanks for taking my call.
Uh-huh.
Hey, answer this one. Is there perch on? Is that going to peak, or is it peaked? Or tell me all about the white perch. This cold weather might put it back a little.
Well, you know, the spawning is. I've learned this from our biologist buddy, Uncle Dale in Easton. Spawning is going to happen anyway. It's not based on not necessarily based on temperature. Or water flow or anything like that. It's based on the photo period, the amount of daylight.
Gotcha.
Okay. But what does happen is these fish will stage in anticipation of a spawning run, waiting for the perfect water temperature with perch. I think it's low 50s or somewhere in there. If it never happens, they're going to do a little trickle upstream and spawn here and spawn there, a few here and there, you know, so.
So good to go over here and take my chances.
I would go right now and take your chances with this beautiful weather. Absolutely. Take a little grass shrimp and on a dart or a little twister tail or something like that, a minnow under a bobber. Yeah, go get them and let us know how you do.
Hey, thanks.
You got it, buddy. Thanks, Jamie. Bye-bye.
You know,
what do you want to say?
No, we're always talking about how things are listening to you. You know, your Google shows you something or, you know,
Talked.
Well, I just said online, on air, okay, about our health care bill.
Yeah.
I get this thing, comes up right now, it says your bill's ready for viewing.
See there? How about that? And it's 24/7. You get emails from, you know, my phone went off at right after I woke up this morning.
You did sleep last night. Don't you?
No, I said got up. I didn't say wake up.
Yes.
When the alarm went off at 4 o'clock, I got up, unlike others in the room. But, no, it was Kohl's. And then I get Best Buy. And then, you
I know, but we just talked about this, and it comes up
on
here.
Healthcare, there she is. All right, let's talk to Rob in Reisterstown. Wants to talk about birds. Yes, Rob.
How are you guys today?
Doing well.
Great.
How about you?
Good, good, good. Got a question. I know this might sound a little strange, but here we go. The blackbirds, the crows, whatever you want to call them, they have any good to do, I mean, besides annoy people all the time?
The grackle. What do you call them, grackles?
Well, there's the boat-tailed grackle. There's the European starling. There's the crow. There's the cowbird. So there's not any number of black and the red-winged
what's
blackbird.
What's the ones that just kind of over my house, so you come in and they're, like, attacking the trees?
Yeah.
Those are grackles. Those are grackles, boat-tailed grackles.
They're creepy.
Right, right.
Well, everything has a purpose, of course. I mean, but, they do some control on the
mosquitoes, bugs
and things like that, you know, so you got to give them credit for the insect control. But other than that, European starling, nothing. English, like an English sparrow, useless.
What happens if you shoot them?
Well, you better check the regulations because some of those birds are considered songbirds, including crows. There is a season for crows. There is a season, I believe, for grackles as well. English sparrows and starlings, I believe, are unlimited, and red-winged blackbirds are protected.
You got to be kidding me.
No.
I'm looking up a season on grackles.
I didn't know what I wanted to hear.
Well,
let me
tell you something. When I was a kid, we used to get, well, younger, teenager, we used to get grackles in our buckwheat field. And I went out one day with the shotgun, and I think I dumped 22 grackles with three shots. They were that thick.
Yeah. But,
yeah, I mean, they're just amazing. Absolutely.
Yeah.
And, you know, thick. And the red-winged blackbirds are also incredible. I had about 100,000 of those around my deer stand this past year in Cecil County.